starting from Simen Samech Dalad now. This is going to be the last shir on the Hilchos Kedushin. We'll stop and we'll see if there's interest. Maybe we'll pick up afterwards on Yardeya, maybe Hilchos Kibra Ve'eim and Staka. We'll see, but this will be the last one. We're going to finish up Hilchos Kedushin tonight in Mir Tashem. So the Mechaber writes in Simen Samech Dalad, Sif Aleph, Hanose Besula Tzarech L'smachima Shiva Yamim. A person gets married to a woman who's never been married before. They celebrate a simcha 7 days. Shelo yasim malacha. They can't do any work. Lo yisav yitain b'shuk. They can't do any buying and selling in the marketplace. Ella, what they should be doing is ochel v'shosiv v'samechima, eating and drinking and happy with each other. Bein imhu bachar, bein imhu alman. Regardless of whether he's been married before or not, if she is a basula, if she's never been married before, she gets her 7 days of sheva brachos. Rama adds, v'chasan aser basiyas mlacha v'aser latzeis yechidi b'shuk. Very strange Rama. We already learned above that the Shulchan Aruch says you can't do mlacha. So why is Rama again repeating that the chasan is not allowed to do any mlacha? And then the Rama adds again, it's also for the chasan to walk outside by himself. He needs a shomer. So look what the Chelkas Mechokek writes. This is Sif Katan Aleph. He writes that Tzarech L'smachima Sheva Yamim. You have to celebrate with your wife, your new wife, for 7 days. B'simen Samech Be Sivav Nisbar, it was explained Din Bracha, about what to say brachas here. She Kol Sheva Yamei Misha, there's 7 days of brachos. Bein Bachar Shenasa Almana, Bein Ba'alman Shenasa Besula. Ki habracha niskana al simchas libo sha'adam. The Indian of bracha is based on the chasan, the man's perspective. Ubacha shalonasa, regardless of whether he's marrying a woman who's been married before or not, if he's the first time getting married, so adayin islay simcha, he's very happy, tfei. Afil nasa almana, even though he's marrying a widow, let's say. Mikol shikein almon shenosa besula sameach tfei akarchach shever lebracha. The Indian of bracha always comes from the simcha that the man is getting. That was the previous discussion in Simen Samech Beis. Aval, this Simen of Samech Dalet is talking about Simchas Achila v'Shesia v'Bitul Melacha u'Masu Matan Hakol Mishum Takana Dida. The perspective of the Kala. So the idea of Simcha has to do with the Kala. The idea of Bracha has to do with the Chas. And that's the distinction of these two Simanim as explained by the Chelkas Mechokek. So then the Chalkas Mechokek, if you jump to the next Sifkatan Beis, he says, V'chasan aser basiyas malacha. He's not allowed to do any work. Nira, the Hagyah HaRav, the Rama, who adds in that seemingly superfluous line of, the chasan can't do malacha, even though the Mechab already wrote he can't do malacha, din ze apa pisha kfar kasav ze, shol yasem malacha, even though it was written already before you can't do malacha, mishum dimalashin HaRav Mechaber, from the language of the Shulchan Aruch, mashma d'mishum lasa dida tiknu. The Yisra Melacha is only coming from her perspective. V'mhaya, if he wrote to Limchol, that she wants to be mochel. She says, I don't care if you go to work, go ahead. So, al tekonasa, it's for her benefit, go to work. Harishus b'yada, she has every right to allow him to go to work if she wants. U'kumo shekasev b'samech, b'shem Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the Rishonim. U'kadamrin ba'alma, like we say in general, Kola Omer, Yef Shibatakana Chachamim Shominlo. If ever a person doesn't want to accept upon themselves a takana instituted by the Chachamim, they can always say, I'm not interested. So she could say, I'm not interested in you staying home, go out and work. So it comes along the Rama, Akarchach explains to Chalkis Mechokek, Akarchach Kasev Daft Yechol Limchol Al Simchasa, even though she can be mochel on her own personal simcha, dehainu, which is lechol velishos v'lismachima, she doesn't need a meal every single day of the Shabrachos. Aval, but when it comes to mlacha, v'lateis yechidi l'shuk, comes to doing work and going out by yourself, that she does not have the right. Af shi mocheles, doesn't work. Because makam hu aser bazeh, he's still aser. Mitam shudom melamelch. There are two reasons, in essence, why a chasen can't do work. One is he has to be mesameach his new kala, and one is because he's dom melamelch, a king doesn't do any work. So the nafkamina is, does mechila work? If it's because of her simcha, she could be mochelas if she wants. If it's because he, his new stature, for the next 7 days, he's dom melamelch, then he's not able to be mochel on the kavod. Gemara says, melech She machal kvodo ein kvodo machal. He cannot be mochel as kavod. So that's the two dinim. So the Rama writes, even if she's mochelas on this simcha, she still, rather he still is asked to do any malacha because he's dome lemelch. Now look at the move over to the Beis Shmuel now, the Sif Katan Beis. It's go to the next line down. It's bold. V'aser latzeis yichidi. He's not allowed to go out in the shuk by himself. So kasev aprisha mizeh. From this we learn shenisravev haminag. It's a well-known minhag. She'eino yotze achasun lebeis haknesses kol shiva yamim. He doesn't leave to the Beis Knesses. Rather, doesn't go to the shul all 7 days. Ki'ein benimsa, unless he finds a person. Shilvehu also mi beso lebeis knesses and mis knesses lebeis, unless he has a shomer. During Sheva Brachos, he can't be a beyachidis, based on this line here, based on the Gemara. He can't be a beyachidi, so better for him to stay home unless he has an escort take him from his house to the shul and then yet again back.
Can she go somewhere
herself? Can she? So that's a discussion whether she has the same din. Pasha says she does not have a din of a malka, it seems. And therefore the din would not apply to her. Okay. So let's look for a second now. There's a lot going on here. Before we go to off the page, let's stay on the page for a second, go down to the Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva, all the way towards the bottom, the lines are very, very wide in the Pischei Tshuva. Simon Samach Dalad Sif Kadan Aleph. He writes, Lo Yise V'yitein, he can't do any business. Ayn b'tshuvas perach mot mate aron, chelik beiz sof simen samechei odos, shnei acham shutvim, two partners. B'chonis achas, they have a partnership in a store. V'akata nasa basula, happens to be the younger brother got married. Is the older brother allowed to leave the store open? Is that considered working? You can't do masa mamatan. So kasav, the answer is divadai al pi hadin mutter hagadol liftoach hachanas besoch shivim mishteshel achiv katan velisei velitein min hadin. The older brother is allowed to open up the store, and velo dami laavil. It's different than an avil. An avil, if he has a partnership, he must shut down the partnership. But it comes to a chasana kala, the partner is allowed to leave it open. Okay, now go down further in the Pischei Tshuva, two lines further at the end of the Sif Katan Aleph. He writes that the Chasan Aser Listaper B'Shevi Mei Mishrei can't get a haircut because it's a din of a yantif from him. Even though he's Domil Melech, and the Lach is a Melech, we get a haircut every single day. But he also has a certain level that Isra Melech, it's almost like a regel. The Mishnah Negoim says that a Kohen does not look at a chassan to see if he has a white mark, is a neged tzaras or not. He pushes off a full week until after Sheva Brachos is over. And the Gemara in Moed Katan seems to equate Sheva Brachos to a regel, to a yomtif. Just like on a yomtif, if anyone had a white spot, a Kohen wouldn't look at it because of Simchas Yomtif, so to a chassan or kala wouldn't have their tzaras looked at during their Sheva Brachos because it was some level of yomtif. So for that reason, the Pischei Tshuva brings down that they shouldn't get a haircut. Now others argue, say that a chassan can get a haircut, but this is the position of a Pischei Tshuva. Okay. Now the next Pischei Tshuva talks about the idea of Shana Rishona. The Pasuk in the Torah tells us there's a concept of Shana Rishona, that when does it come up? Anyone know when that concept comes up, of Shana Rishona? Anyone know which halacha? Nope. No, Shana Rishona. The halacha is that when they go out to Mechama, so they go through a whole list of Kohen Meshuach Mechama, the Kohen who's been anointed to lead them in battle. He has a list of people. If you are this type of person, you could go back. So one of the examples of the Peturim, the exemptions from Mechama, is a person who's in his Shana Rishona. He's in his first year of marriage. There's a
Bais Kerem and
So one of them is Shana Rishona. So also Bais as well, Bais Kerem and the Isha. So the discussion here is he allowed to go overseas traveling? If he's in his Shana Rishona, could he go travel? Is that going to be a violation? So that's a discussion the Pischei Tshuva has, and other poskim discuss this as well. What about a fast day during Sheva Brachos? So the halacha is that a chassan and kala should fast. Let's say they get married right before Shiva Sabar Tammuz or before Tanis Esther or Tom Gedalia. So then they're supposed to fast during those days. But if it's a nidcha, let's say it got pushed off. So then let's say Shiva Sabar Tammuz was supposed to be on Shabbos, but it was Dochen until Sunday, so then they would not have to fast on that day. Tainus Esther, he writes here that they don't have to fast at all. That's a discussion elsewhere. Pipaskin is Tainus Esther not. So which type of malacha is prohibited for the chassan to do? So it's written here in the Sefer that it shouldn't be any more, any worse and any more stringent than Chol HaMoed. Whatever halacha is permitted during Chol HaMoed, that malacha is permitted also during Sheva Brachos. But there are even more kulas for a chassan. He writes here that it's pretty clear that he's allowed to do ksiva. Even though we're very makbir during Chol HaMoed not to write, a chassan during Sheva Brachos, he is allowed to write things as well. Okay. They point out here as well, he discusses the idea of going overseas during Shana Rishona. So the Chassam Sofer Paskin, that's only usher to go on a trip. If you go on a leisurely trip, that would be prohibited during your Shana Rishona, unless, of course, it's with your wife. If you're going to a Dvar Mitzvah, so then that's permitted. So what's a Dvar Mitzvah? So certainly, Talmud Torah is a Dvar Mitzvah. But let's say a person needs mezonos, a person needs to just have parnasa for his family, that's also considered a mitzvah, and it would be permitted to travel overseas to go away to make some parnasa for the family. Okay. Let's now move over to the SR.
When we say marriage, when we say that he's married, someone who's married before, totally on Bia, or is that totally just if they said the Bruch on Kedushin, you considered and you had the.
I'm not sure. But let's look at Samech Hei, the last Simon of all of Hilchas Kedushin. Simon Samech Hei, we're switching to the last page here. So it's a quick Simon here, very halacha lemaisa. So the Mechaber writes, it's entitled Mitzvah Lesamech Chasim Mekala V'din Meis V'kala. The halachas of being a sameach, that each of us have an obligation to make them feel besimcha. So the Mechaber writes a mitzvah l'sameach, chasim v'kala, ulerakeid b'faneh, to dance in front of her, v'lomer, and to say, shehi noh v'chasuda, say how beautiful she looks, perish min v'tisa chesed l'fanav, afilu eino noh, even though she may not be beautiful, you should say it anyways. So this famous machlokes beis Hillel beis Shammai. So the Chelkas Machokek writes, if you look at Sif Katan Samech Aleph, afil eino na, even if she's not beautiful, you should say that she is. Lo shim yesh la mum yomar she'ein la mum. If she has a mum, don't say she doesn't have that mum. Don't lie. The deshek yer gomor. If she's whatever the mum is, she says, oh, she doesn't have that mum. That's not true. She does. Rak yomar, just say stam. She na v'chut shechesed mashech aleh. She's very beautiful, generally speaking, and she should have the chesed of Hashem, that she should be very pretty to her husband. Lafuke midas beishamai. Beishamai would say, no, you call her out. If you see that there's a mum, you say what the mum is. We don't pass like beishamai. Beisilm is filled of a more ava and chesed than beishamai, and therefore you say, what a beautiful kala she is. That's according to how we pass, and that's the mechaber. Okay. Now the beishmul, sivkatan aleph, he writes, that mitzvah lisameach, because of atur, kol hanena misudas chosan v'kala, veino misamcha, a guy who eats at the meal and doesn't make them feel happy, doesn't dance, he just stays on the side the whole time, he's over b'chamesh kolos, five kolos. The Gemara Bracha says, it says the word kol, five times, and it's a kol, it's supposed to be a schar for those five kolos, like you receive the five kolos from Har Sinai. But those who don't miss Hameach and eat from that tzuda, it's almost like Geneva, and you're over on these five kolos. The kos of Aprisha de'afka mishenen of Eina Masamcha, who over. The guy who's not there ain't over. The guy who doesn't show up to the wedding, that's not a violation. It's to go eat the food and run and not even dance with the guy. Mil lashna poskim shekasu. The poskim write mitzvah l'samech mashma d'mitzah sheyelech l'sham v'yismach osam. You should really go out of your way to make sure to go to every wedding that you're invited to. Okay, fine. So Lel is an interesting pischei tshuva on the bottom here. Pischei tshuva sifkat and beis writes, the Rakid Lefana, you're supposed to dance in front of her. Ayin b'sefer Torah Schaim, the Masechas of Odazara, Daf Yud Zayin, b'dibar maskel avi yadayit shekosav v'zeh shono, v'nir, the Aser, lalechas b'mechol im hakala. It's Aser to dance with the Kala, in a circle with the Kala. B'shivas yimei mishnah. Now this is in general, of course, but the idea, apparently there's such a minhag, they would dance with the Kala in a circle. Afilu eino ochas biyad the mamish, even though you're not holding on to her hand, ala behefsek matpach, you're just sharing one of the napkins from the table, that too is aser. Kederach shenoagin b'ktas tamidi chachamim shebedor hazeh. Apparently some learned people would do this. Afil hacha lav shapir avdi. This is not appropriate. Kedemash mahacha. Dishum kirva ba'al ma'aser. Any type of closeness is prohibited. Ve'eno l'chalek bein kala acheres. Doesn't make a difference who the kala is. The leka ha'ina man de matzi l'meimar de domi alea kikshura. No one could say here that to me she's a nothing. She's meaningless to me. She's like a beam to me. No one nowadays, that was then, and certainly not now either, could say that it doesn't do anything to me. V'lo amru chachamim ela kesed meraktim lifnei hakala v'lo im hakala. Says you dance in front of the kala, but you don't dance with the kala. So therefore, it's certainly also to dance with her. And on top of that, it's a kia gavna pasuk shas reish perik beis diksubis daser listakel b'fnei kal. You can't look at her kol shiva during the shiva simei mishnah, and certainly beyond that as well. So I don't have to preach to you guys, but it's a different story. That's with the family.
No, really?
I've never been to one.
Rav goes with the
I never was. Okay, so then I don't know. Okay, I've never been to one. I can't comment then.
So this last nekuda of so that kama na her midas or whatever, not her the Gemara Ksubas is not talking about her
Machlok is what it's referring to, but you're not looking at her, you just say overall she's a beautiful girl, not that you've seen her to know that necessarily, but it could be either one, midas and even physically, referring to both. Fine, let's just do two more siman and see if, and then we'll stop here. The Mechaber writes, we didn't finish yet, the Sif Aleph. The Rama writes, Umatzinu, Shereb Yehuda bar Eli, haya meraki lefne kala. He would dance in front of the kala. Umivatlin talmud Torah ulachnas kala l'chupa. And he would stop learning in order to go to the weddings, in order to go to the chuppas. Okay. And then the Mechaber writes, Aser listakil b'kala, haba muti listakil b'tachshit inshallah, oh, b'frias rosha. You could look at her clothing, her jewelry, but not at her face. And then the Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Tzarech lases efer b'rosh ha-chasan. You have to place some ashes on the head of the chasan. B'makam anachas tefillin, the area where the tefillin goes. Those learned Daf Yomi, we just did this today. Zeich la'velis yushalayim dechsev l'shum la'veli tzion pe'er tachas efer. The pe'er, the tefillin, the same place with the ashes, that's where the efer is supposed to go underneath the chuppah. There are different practices when you do this. Some put the ashes on the chasan's head before they walk down. Others will put the ashes on the head while they're under the chuppah. Either way, they're fine. Now, v'yesh mekomos, there are those places that practice shenagu only as custom. Not every place did this. This is what we do. L'shaber kos acher shever brachos, to break the cup after the shever brachos under the chuppah. V'zehu minhaga noeg b'medinos elu. This is what they practice where the Ramah was. She'achasin shover kli shemivarchen ala birchas erizin. You dafka use that cup that they said birchas erizin. We don't have that practice, but that was what was done then. Doesn't make a difference which one you use, I guess. V'chomakum l'fi minhago, every place according to their custom. O nagin lisanos, there's a whole discussion, of course, elsewhere that the chasin and kala would fast on the chuppah. That's a discussion earlier. V'ayin la'el simen tamach alef v'din zrikas ochlin l'fnei chasin v'kala, the practice of throwing food in front of them. And we finished with this. Pisachet Shuvah writes in Sif Katan Gimel, I'll read this outside, that the custom apparently had been to break glass under the chuppah, and when it comes to breaking something for the Tanaim, the practice was to break some type of pottery, some type of earthenware. That was the practice. So we continued that minug. Okay, so we'll stop here, and I guess we won't have any more shiur moving forward till Pesach. I'll decide whether or not we should, after Pesach, pick up on your Yoredeya topics.